This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called They Never Lost Courage.
In 1941, the Nazis overtook the city of Krona, herding the city's Jews into a ghetto. Among them was Felix Zahnmann, then just a teenager. In 1943, the Nazis began to liquidate the ghetto, just as they had with ghettos in other European cities, sending all of the Jews to extermination camps to be murdered. Luckily, Felix escaped the ghetto with his uncle, accompanied by four other Jews. They were taken in by the Puchalskis, a Christian family whose children had been friends of Felix before the war. In fact, the Puchalski family's home was no more than a small cottage. Jan and Anna lived a life of poverty with their five children. But when six frightened Jews arrived at their door, the Christian couple knew they had to risk all they could to protect them, to do what was right. The cottage had a small cellar. There, Felix, his uncle, whose wife and children had already been murdered, and the other Jewish refugees first hid. But the cellar wasn't safe. It was an obvious hiding spot. The Nazis diligently searched such places, executing both those being hidden and anyone who dared hide them. So, the Puchalskis dug a small hole beneath one of the cottage's two bedrooms and put into action a new plan to do what was right. I'll share more of their story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting HolyLandRadio.org. That's HolyLandRadio.org.